Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mae McCarthy's here. Mae is a new friend. She's CEO of Bizults. She is a serial entrepreneur, someone who started and grown and divested herself of more than one company. She is the author of the new book, The Path to Wealth, Seven Spiritual Steps for Financial Abundance. And she's forgotten more success tips than we'll ever know, and I'm looking forward to hearing some from her. Mae McCarthy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Good to have you here, Mae. You're always welcome here, and congratulations on what a great entrepreneurial life you've had. And all that by 39. That's what's so amazing. Congratulations. Congratulations on all that.
So. Oh, 39 for I don't know how many times.
Which anniversary, right? I got you. So, okay. When you think of an entrepreneur, what do you think?
When I think of an entrepreneur, I think of somebody that's got a real, real strong passion for solving a problem. You know, some problem is just really, really presented itself, and they have to solve it. Or somebody who feels really giddy and happy about creating a convenience that can make someone's life easier or better or improve them. So it's somebody with passion first. They're very excited about doing something to solve a problem or create a convenience. And then the second thing always steps up is a risk taker. To be an entrepreneur is taking a risk. You have to do things that normal people who are working at a steady job, earning a secure paycheck, don't have to do. I mean, I can't tell you how many times in early companies, and I've had seven, I've had to put, you know, payroll on a credit card, mortgage my home.
How many times did everybody else get a paycheck and you didn't?
Oh, in every company.
Many times, probably, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Lots. I mean,
if you're not prepared to do that, you're probably not ready to be an entrepreneur, are you?
Oh, I don't think a lot of people are prepared. And what I usually advise people to do, even if they are passionate about something, is to make sure to put the entire plan on paper first. And today, you know, with the internet, you can create a business plan using an online template that's available from lots of different sites. But make your mistakes first on paper before you start investing any money.
All right, so hold on, folks. This is going to be on the test. May I say that again?
Make your mistakes on paper.
What would that look like?
Well, as you're going through a business plan process, you have an opportunity to create a marketing plan, feasibility studies, financial projections, and a business model. You get a chance to talk to potential customers to see if your idea is even something that they would have a fair exchange of value with. You want to give them something that solves a problem or creates a convenience. And in return, you want them to exchange value, which is give you money. And so put all of that on paper first. Check, do your research. Make sure that you investigate your competition. Find out if you've got something that people would be willing to buy. And do all that on paper first.
And you can project all kinds of sales, but if the dogs won't eat your dog food, then that's not going to work. Another thing that I like what you're saying, because this is something I've been trying to drill down to for the almost 20 years I've been doing this show, and that is create financial projections that will show what you just exactly what you said, how you're going to make your mistakes before. It is possible, as you know, Mae, to do a 12-month projection And if you do it right, it is possible to see if your plan will even work. You know, when it'll tell you when you're going to run out of money. And if it's too much money that you're going to run out of, then you're going to fail.
Yeah, in your projections, I'm an angel investor, so I look at about 150 different companies a year to evaluate whether or not I want to invest in them, mm-hmm. and usually pick a small handful. And the financial projections, which will show you your financial roadmap, it'll show you how much capital you need in order to get to that break-even or profitability point. And you want to be very conservative. We're all used to seeing this, you know, the glorious hockey stick in right. financial projections.
Right.
And we expect to see it, but we don't believe it. So make sure that you've got a story that's backed up with some research. And marketing research, a lot of people misunderstand what that's about. But marketing research can always give you some sort of temperature check and gauge on whether or not people will exchange value, will buy what you've got. So get out there and ask some potential customers. I mentor a lot of different entrepreneurs, and I also mentor students that are going through business plan competitions.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, today we have our business plan competition at Seattle University. Today's the finals, so our final four teams go up to see who gets to win the big cash prizes. And they have to go through the same process. You need to present to yourself, if you're going to self-fund, or to friends and family and outside investors, to encourage them to see your vision, to understand your dream. And you're going to have to show them, through a business plan, how you're going to get from start to profitability,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to have a roadmap both in mm-hmm. not only financially, but also in your marketing plan, your sales plan. I always look at the team first before I ever look at the idea,
mm-hmm.
because if you have a great idea, that's wonderful.
Well, you know,
if you don't have a team that can execute, that's a disaster.
One of the things that I encourage when I talk to entrepreneurs, to startups, you know, they keep saying, you know, oftentimes I'll say, what's your next step? And I say, I'm looking for funding. And I said, well, have you asked anybody to buy your stuff yet? No, I haven't asked for that. And I keep telling them the best capital in the world is a customer.
Is
a check from a customer, right?
Yeah, my last three companies, I actually, during my business plan phase, saw that I could require deposits
right.
from my customers.
In advance, exactly.
Yeah.
I've done it myself.
Yeah, we self-funded.
I need a website, please.
Oh, if you just go to maymccarthy.com, it'll take you to my business results.
And that's M-A-Y, ladies and gentlemen, May McCarthy. Quick break. The book, by the way, is called The Path to Wealth. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.